Good evening. Welcome to the conference call of Adani Ports and SEZ Limited to discuss operation and financial performance for 9 months ended December 2019. During 9 months FY20, we achieved a throughput of 165 million metric ton, translating into a year-on-year cargo volume growth of 8%. This is against 5% cargo volume growth registered by all India ports. In container, APSEZ handled 4.63 million TEUs, registering a growth of 8%. This is against 4% container growth by all India ports. The consistent outperformance reflects our resilience and ability to grow across all our operating ports. For the 9 months ended December 2019, while operating revenues grew by 14%, consolidated EBITDA grew by 15%. Consolidated EBITDA margins expanded by 100 basis points to 66%. Port revenue and EBITDA during the same period grew by 11%. Port EBITDA margins continue to be at 70%. Deepak will later take you through the other details of the financial numbers. Coming to update on acquisitions, Krishnapatnam acquisition is on track and expected to be completed in quarter 1 of FY21. The equity portion of Rs. 5,520 crores will be funded through internal accruals and existing cash balances. Let me now share some updates on operational aspects. In quarter 3 FY20, Mundra LPG handled volumes of 100,000 tons. In quarter 4 FY20, we expect Mundra to handle additional 150,000 tons of LPG. Happy to inform that Mundra LNG terminal with a capacity of 5 million metric ton has commenced operation in January 2020. In Q4 of FY20, we expect Mundra to handle 300,000 tons of LNG. Coming to Dhamra Port, Dhamra Port in the 9 months of FY20 registered cargo volume growth of 44%, thus surpassing full year FY19 cargo volumes of 21 million metric ton. Increased rake availability enabled Dhamra Port to handle higher cargo volumes, while Adani Logistics Limited operated 147 rakes under GPWIS from Dhamra Port. Average rake availability in Q3 FY20 has also increased from 15 rakes per day to 20 rakes per day. The port continues to focus on adding new types of cargo, namely gypsum, fertilizer and clinker imports, which are handled through road. Coming to update on Mundra Port, for 9 months FY20, Mundra Port registered a cargo volume growth of 3%. This was on account of higher coal volumes handled for APL and CGPL. The growth at Mundra would have been much higher but for lower crude volume. HPCL and IOCL imports were lower, which led to lower crude volumes. In quarter 3 FY20, at Mundra we have added 5 new services which will add 230,000 TEUs annually. On logistics, Adani Logistics is on track towards its goal of expanding logistics footprint across India, building multimodal logistics parks, warehousing, rail network and distribution. Rail volumes handled by ALL in 9 months FY20 registered a year-on-year growth of 111%. Rail volumes increased due to addition of new rakes, realignment and adding new routes. Revenue in 9 months FY20 grew by 56% and EBITDA grew by 186%. EBITDA margins increased from 15% in 9 months FY19 to 27% in 9 months FY20. Adani Logistics Limited is on track to operate 60 plus rakes by end of FY20. It is currently operating 56 rakes, which includes container rakes, rakes under GPWIS, grain rakes under Own Your Wagon Scheme and an auto rake. Coming to the operations of Adani Agri Logistics Limited, it handled 0.92 million metric ton of cargo in 9 months FY20 and is on track towards a target of 1.3 million metric ton in FY20. Currently, Adani Agri Logistics has 8 silo units under implementation. In Quarter 3 FY20, Adani Agri Logistics Limited participated in a tender floated by UP State Government for 3 more locations for an addition of 150,000 metric ton capacity. With commissioning of Malur Logistics Park in Q3 FY20, ALL now operates 5 logistics parks. It is also developing a logistics park in Nagpur and warehouses at Kattupalli, Taloja and Mundra, which will be commissioned in H1 of FY21. To conclude, APSEZ, with its pan-India presence, has been continuously outperforming Indian cargo volume growth. In FY20, we expect to achieve cargo volume of 224 to 226 million metric ton, revenue growth of around 13% and EBITDA growth of around 14%. We expect cash flow from operations after change in working capital investing activities to be in the range of ₹2,250 crores. Now I request Deepak to take you through the financial numbers.
Thank you, Karan, for the introduction. During 9 months FY20, operating revenue grew by 14% to 8,952 crores from ₹7,843 crores in 9 months FY19 on the back of 11% growth in port revenue and 56% growth in logistics revenue. Consolidated EBITDA grew by 15% to 5,921 crores on the back of all-round growth in port revenue, logistics revenue and port-led development income. Consolidated EBITDA margin expanded by 100 basis points to 66% in the 9 months FY20. APSEZ was developing the Dhamra LNG terminal and an agreement was entered with Total for development of the project. Few conditions which were to be completed are now completed and thus resulting in recognition relating to port and terminal infrastructure development during this quarter. Depreciation in 9 months FY20 has increased by ₹213 crores due to capitalization of assets at Mundra, Dhamra and Kattupalli, in addition to the logistics business. During 9-month FY20, interest cost increased because of increase in gross debt from approximately 24,500 crores to approximately 31,200 crores, which includes US dollar bonds for capital expenditure and rupee financing for acquisitions and increase in one-time issue and prepayment expenses. Healthy growth in cargo volume, operating revenue and EBITDA has resulted in PBT increasing by 13% to ₹3,987 crores and PAT increasing by 27% to ₹3,439 crores in the 9-month period for FY20. Let me give you a short update on Dighi and Myanmar port. In Dighi, post the selection of APSEZ as successful bidder, proceedings at NCLT and NCLAT are underway. For Myanmar, the construction work has commenced and we are on track to complete phase 1 in FY22. With this, we open the lines for question and answers.